This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And it's summertime, and I'm taking a little bit of a vacation, but one of the things that I really like doing, I consider it a fun activity, is broadcasting. So here I am doing what I enjoy doing most, sharing vital health information with you. And I'm taking your phone calls, 877-726-8255, if you care to call this hour. But I'm trying to chill out. I'm trying to enjoy the very last few days of summer. And all these articles keep appearing that I need to rebut, such as the one recently about how we ought to avoid low-carb diets. Did you see the buzz about that? Well, I wrote a rebuttal to that, and that appeared in our newsletter this week. And I'm happy to see that it's resonating for people. I got a lot of comments, including this one. I just wanted to compliment you on your two recent Intelligent Medicine articles. I love the one about the New York Times, the one about the probiotics. That's one I wrote last week. You certainly know how to get your points across in a logical and thoughtful way. Please keep it up. Best regards. And usually I protect the anonymity of my listeners, but this one's from a guy who I really have a lot of respect for. He's one of my good colleagues, Arnie Gitomer, who is one of the owners of Wilner Chemists, a very fine pharmacy here in New York where you get anything you want in terms of high-quality supplements at Wilner's. And I appreciate it very much. Arnie had a radio program on the radio station that used to be my flagship radio station, WOR in New York City, a radio program that I had a lot of admiration for, and I really appreciate his positive comments. So the point being, there's a lot of stuff coming down the pike during this lazy, hazy time of summer, and a lot of folks are asleep at the switch, but I've had to jump into action and rebut some of these stories, including the one about how a low-carb diet is bad for you. And if that be the case, well, read my article, but I'll share another one with you. It's from P.D. Mangan, who has a great website, Rogue Health and Fitness, at roguehealthandfitness.com. And it's entitled Meat, Saturated Fat, and Long Life. He says, mainstream health authorities have told us for decades that we should eat less meat and replace it with carbohydrates, but are they right? Let's take a look at the relation between meat, saturated fat, and long life. So he starts with an example of the country that eats the most amount of meat in the world. And what country would you say that would be? If you would guess, as I might guess, that is the United States. Or perhaps, I don't know, Argentina, a place where there's wonderful Argentine beef, or perhaps one of the prosperous countries in Scandinavia, you would be wrong. Because actually, according to National Geographic, the country with the world's highest meat consumption appears to be Hong Kong, And technically, that's not even a country. It's a part of China. And that should actually give the lie to a very popular book, a book often cited by vegans. In fact, I have some friends who became vegan solely inspired by the China Diet book, which by T. Colin Campbell, which labels the consumption of saturated fat from meat and dairy as the cause of China's decline in health and extols the benefits of the traditional Chinese diet, which is very low in animal protein. Well, in Hong Kong, they consume more meat per person, both calorically and in weight, than any other nation at 700 grams per day. Remember, 1,000 grams a kilo? So that's like almost 2 pounds of meat per day. People in Hong Kong eat 60% more meat than next highest meat eaters in New Zealand, renowned for its lamb, right? New Zealand lamb apparently is a staple down under. Hong Kong is also number 3 in the world in per capita beef consumption. So it's not just about chicken, pork, or seafood. Hong Kong's 4th in the world in per capita pork consumption. So if that is the case, then people in Hong Kong should be dropping like flies from heart disease. But they're not. So when we look at longevity statistics worldwide, Japan has the world's highest life expectancy at 83.7 years. But Hong Kong's not listed in terms of a country with a life expectancy. It's just a region in China. They have a life expectancy of 84.3 years. That's more even than Japan. It appears to be the world's highest. 81.3 years for men, 87.3 years for women. That is incredible in Hong Kong. And you know what's the secret? Well, they eat a lot of meat, but they also eat a lot of vegetables. You ever been to Chinatown in whatever part of the country you live in? Or if you come to New York or go to San Francisco, you go to Chinatown, just a magnificent array of vegetables, vegetables that you haven't even ever seen before. You don't even know what to do with them. How do you cook these things? But that's what they consume a lot of in China, along with the meat that they prize for its protein. So let's look at a counterexample. Let's look at a country that has the lowest per capita meat consumption in the world. You ever heard of the sacred cow? Well, that comes from India. Can't eat beef in India. It has the second lowest per capita meat consumption in the world. The only country for which there's lower meat consumption, for which there's data, is Bangladesh. That's an impoverished nation for the most part. Standard living is poor. Can't afford a lot of meat. Yet cardiovascular diseases are epidemic in India. They account for 32% of adult deaths from 2010 to 2013. That's far more than the United States. You would think India is an underdeveloped country. People are poor. They're starving. No. 32% of adult deaths due to cardiovascular disease in England. Comparing that to the United States, we only experience 23.4% of our deaths due to cardiovascular disease. So there are more cardiovascular disease in India. And what's their staple? Rice, and lots of it. And lots of roti, which is a baked bread, and chapati, which is a flour product. Average life expectancy in India, 68.3 years. And some of that's due to infectious diseases, diseases due to poor sanitation, poor medical care. But more and more, it's due to degenerative diseases. So contrast that to Hong Kong, a country where they consume drastically more meat. So, additionally, France has the highest consumption of saturated fat, but it has the lowest rate of cardiovascular disease. In Europe, Switzerland has the second highest consumption of saturated fat. It has the second lowest cardiovascular disease mortality. And Switzerland has the second highest life expectancy of any country. France a little further behind at number 7. So these statistics give the lie to the notion that we ought to eschew animal protein in favor of carbohydrates. And for more details on that, read my article at drhoffman.com. Low-carb diets are harmful for you is rife with bias and errors and miscalculations. And in my opinion, never should have been published in the first place. It's an amateurish job has more to do with the politics of nutrition than the science of nutrition. Check it out at drhoffman.com. All right, we'll take your phone calls, 877-726-8255, in just a moment here on Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For decades, I've been preaching about the importance of a regimen of basic supplements that everyone should consider a part of their daily health routine. I've received countless questions from my audience asking for a specific recommendation, so I came up with an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com and check out my Intelligent Medicine Starter Kit, a short list of the basic supplements that I recommend as a starting point for those looking to take control of their health. They're the essential elements of a basic program that everyone could benefit from. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immune protocols and much more. Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and our number 877-726-8255 if you want to get in on the action. In just a moment, we'll talk about a new study that may bring back prohibition. Remember prohibition? You know, they said drinking's bad for you, so they just banned it outright. Well, a new article in The Lancet suggests that government should consider advising people to abstain entirely. What's up with that? But first, let's take a recorded call. One way to get recorded calls is to go to drhoffman.com, and on our homepage, on the right side of the page, if you're using a PC or Mac, you'll find a little box that you can click on, and you can record a question, as did Marion. Let's hear from Marion.
Is there a choline and inositol supplement that you recommend?
Okay. Well, first of all, let's consider why might you want to take a choline and inositol supplement? And there's a couple of reasons. One is that choline and inositol may be beneficial for the liver. There used to be a supplement way back when I started practicing, called MIC. It was methionine, inositol, and choline. And it was done to support liver function. Well, drop the methionine, because methionine can sometimes contribute to high levels of homocysteine, and you got what's left, inositol and choline. And The other benefit of inositol and choline is that they're beneficial for the brain. Inositol has calming and sedating effects, and choline helps to support acetylcholine, which is a key neurotransmitter within the brain. Also, these compounds help the myelin that is supporting the synaptic transmission in the brain. So a good product, and by the way, this is very inexpensive, is Now Vitamins makes a very economical inositol choline supplement, $12.99 for 100 capsules, and that would be a good source of inositol and choline. I think that might be your best bet, Marion. So let's take a look at this one. This one is interesting because traditionally, when recommending a healthy diet, we've actually encouraged people to drink moderately because alcohol may actually have some heart protective effects, in particular red wine, but also just alcohol in general. So they, you know, used to say, well, you know, drink moderately, because statistics show that from a cardiovascular standpoint, people who drink moderately, like maybe a drink or two a day, have a reduced risk of cardiovascular disease. But they're rethinking this. No healthy level of alcohol consumption, says major study. This report, we actually weighed in on this when it first came out. The report in The Lancet says that alcohol led to 2.8 million deaths worldwide in 2016. It was the leading risk factor for premature mortality and disability in the 15 to 49 age group, accounting for 20% of deaths. They say that current alcohol drinking habits pose, quote, dire ramifications for future population health in the absence of policy action today. So they want governments to step in and advise people to abstain entirely. And, you know, and why is that? Well, not everyone drinks to excess, causing them to have cirrhosis of the liver, or accidents, or to commit homicide, domestic violence. So what's wrong with just one or two glasses of wine or beer a day? Well, the results of the Lancet study show that the safest level of drinking is none. Researchers at the Institute of Health Metrics, who investigated levels of alcohol consumption and health effects in 195 countries between 1990 and 2016, found that there was that 27% of cancer deaths in women and 19% in men over 50 were linked to alcohol. 1 in 13 breast cancers in the UK were alcohol-related. And, of course, there's road injuries, there's suicide. So the concern is that maybe, just maybe, some people just can't handle it, and that drinking a little is not a workable proposition. The other problem is that even moderate alcohol consumption may dramatically increase the risk of certain cancers. And therefore, maybe government should tell people to chill out, or maybe reenact prohibition. I'm not sure it's going to work. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Take this message to heart. RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula provides groundbreaking support for heart health. RegActive supports glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is used by every cell in the human body and is especially vital for heart health. Glutathione affects how the body processes LDL cholesterol in a healthy fashion and ultimately supports the health of the heart by helping to improve the lining of the veins and arteries throughout the body. RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula contains other heart-healthy nutrients that contribute in different ways to help reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, such as B vitamins, including B5, which helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels in the normal range, and ubiquinol, the active coenzyme Q10, which supports healthy energy production in heart muscle tissue. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula online and at fine natural products retailers across the United States.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And recently, I interviewed one of my colleagues, Dr. Dana Cohen, about her new book, Quench. And it's all about the power of hydration and its importance to human health. We tend to forget about hydrating properly. There's a lot of misunderstanding about what that entails. It doesn't mean just guzzling bottle after bottle of water in plastic containers. There are better ways to hydrate with hydrating foods. And we tend to forget about that in summer when we sweat. It is very important. And a couple of studies that I'll share with you highlight the importance of hydration. In older individuals, and here they define it as ages 60 to 92, low blood pressure is often a problem. It's called orthostatic hypotension. And it basically causes you to feel weak and wobbly, and you can feel disoriented, and you can fall. And it's a common cause of severe injuries in older individuals. So blood pressure control is just less good when you're older. And some patients are on diuretics and blood pressure medications, and so they feel weak and woozy. And so they conduct a very simple experiment. They had these individuals who are feeling weak and woozy consume a big shot of water, a bolus of water. And what they found is that there was a significant response rate with blood pressure improving by as much as 10 points. The response rate to bolus water drinking, utterly simple. Just drink big glass of water. 56% standing blood pressure increased by 12 points. So it was more effective than a variety of measures to improve the weak and woozy sensation caused by low blood pressure. And here's another one. Dehydration alters human brain shape and activity and worsens task performance. They did a study on volunteer subjects who sweated a lot and then did not hydrate. Using brain scans and a test, a simple repetitive test, to see how well people performed on the test. And what they found is that there were brain changes in people who were dehydrated that were measurable with a functional MRI. And in addition, task performance decreased. These people actually got dumber when they were dehydrated. So, interesting implications of dehydration. Many of us just don't drink enough, especially when it's hot and we sweat. And rehydration is very important. Also, be proactive about it. Get ahead of it. Don't wait until you're dehydrated. Check out the book by my good colleague, Dr. Dana Cohen. All right, this item. Your brain's complex metabolism requires many different nutrients for optimum performance, in addition to water, of course. Excessive release of adrenaline and cortisol caused by stress, plus environmental exposures and free radicals, may be impacting your alertness, memory, and other vital functions. So let me tell you about a broad-spectrum neuronutrition formula that supports the central nervous system and cognitive capacity. It's NeuroThera from Claire Labs, a very fine manufacturer of high-quality supplements. NeuroThera provides balanced neuronutrition. Hey, we coined a phrase there, neuronutrition. Feed your head. Use daily neuronutrition, and NeuroThera supports mental clarity and cognitive function, promotes blood, oxygen, and glucose delivery to the brain, and helps protect against oxidative stress and inflammation. NeuroThera provides the essential building blocks for optimal brain health. I believe in it so much that I've included NeuroThera in the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol. And I recommend it to my patients. For more information and to purchase Neurothera, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com, where you'll also find a brain health protocol, and you'll also find a heart health protocol, a starter pack, a bone health protocol, all kinds of specific recommendations and high-quality products at drhoffmanstore.com. All right. This item has to do with pap smears. You know, I saw a woman in the office the other day. You know, I had to go through routine questions like, have you had a colonoscopy? Do you get regular checkups? When was the last time you had a blood test? And, oh, by the way, ask women, you know, when was the last time you had a GYN exam? And this woman said, well, I get a pap smear every year. And she was 62 years old. And I said, why do you get a pap smear a year? She says, well, I don't know. I thought it's necessary to get a pap smear every year. As a woman, I need to get a pap smear. So I go to the doctor. The doctor performs a pap smear. And I asked her, well, did you ever have an abnormal pap smear? Because that could be a reason for surveillance, right? If you had an abnormal one, they want to make sure that, you know, nothing's getting worse or there's no recurrence of an abnormal pap smear. She said, no, it's always been normal. I said, well, you ever had a positive test for human papillomavirus, which also is a risk factor for cervical cancer? She said, no. So I said, why are you getting a pap smear? She says, well, I don't know. I thought that's what you're supposed to do. I'm a woman and I go in for my routine exam. And, oh, by the way, the OBGYN doesn't say no. She performs the exam and says everything's fine every year. So I did a little bit of a deep dive on this. Headline, annual pap test, quote, a thing of the past. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force has updated its 2012 recommendations for cervical cancer screening with one important addition. And in 2012, they already were recommending that women age 30 to 65 not get a pap smear every year. They say for women 30 to 65, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends screening for cervical cancer only every 5 years. And they suggest including screening for human papillomavirus. Now, I guess you could say that, you know, perhaps if you're more sexually active, say with multiple partners, there could be a reason for more screening. But the older you get, perhaps the less likely that'll be. They say that the pap test, the actual internal exam, where they actually take a sample, may be less necessary now that they have HPV testing alone. So just testing for HPV is a way to screen for the potential for cervical cancer without a pap test every 5 years. That's a new option because human papillomavirus is so highly correlated with cervical cancer. But here's an interesting sideline to that. You know, there's all this talk about the HPV vaccine, because that's the vaccine that's said to prevent women from getting cervical cancer. But they say here in the article, most high-risk HPV infections among healthy individuals simply go away. They're cleared spontaneously without intervention over the years, which makes screening even less critical, because the body has a way sometimes of coping with early cancers. It's a very interesting phenomenon. This may occur in breast cancer, prostate cancer, and that frequent screening may be overkill because you find a little something, you do more tests, you end up doing more radical surgery unnecessarily. And really, this is one of the things that are driving our medical costs beyond the pale of acceptability in a country where, you know, big political issue coming down the pike. Are we going to go for socialized medicine? Are we going to pay for everything? Estimates are that if we go that route, it's going to cost trillions and trillions of dollars, money that we currently don't have. Well, maybe, just maybe, we're over-treating, over-diagnosing, over-testing people unnecessarily. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1. With no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. Your brain's complex metabolism requires many different nutrients for optimum performance. Excessive release of adrenaline and cortisol, plus environmental exposures and oxygenation, may be impacting your alertness, memory, and other vital functions. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a broad-spectrum neuronutrition formula that supports the central nervous system and cognitive capacity. It's NeuroThera from Claire Labs. NeuroThera provides balanced neuronutrition. Used daily, NeuroThera supports mental clarity and cognitive function. It promotes blood, oxygen, and glucose delivery to the brain and helps protect against oxidative stress and inflammation. NeuroThera provides the essential building blocks for optimal brain health. I believe in NeuroThera so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol. For more information and to purchase NeuroThera, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and you can pose questions in other ways than by calling us this hour. You can send your question via email to radioprogram@aol.com. We'll answer it during one of our weekly Q&A with Layla sessions, one of our most popular weekly podcasts. And you can also go to drhoffman.com and click on the box on the homepage that prompts you to record a question, as did Kevin. Let's hear from Kevin.
I've noticed that in certain supplements, and as a positive ingredient, when it comes to being an estrogen blocker or inhibitor, or just basically by managing those hormones, even within a male like myself. My question is that I've also read that it actually can have a negative effect, androgen effects or muscle building. So it kind of seems like it's a mixed bag. Is it worth taking it for the estrogen effects to boost testosterone or positive testosterone in the blood system, even though it potentially might have an anti-muscle building effect, if that's even the case? Thank you.
Okay. And that's a great question, Kevin. So let me see if I can clarify. DIM is a compound that comes from cruciferous vegetables. A related compound is indole-3-carbinol that we talked about, I believe it was last week, in terms of its benefits for protection against colon cancer. Well, DIM appears to regulate estrogen metabolism, so we find it very beneficial, say, for women who've had breast cancer, or women who have estrogen dominance with heavy menstrual bleeding and fibroids, for example, we would want to use DIM. And DIM also appears to be helpful in men for prostate cancer. So you might think, well, maybe it's reducing testosterone. Well, on the contrary, actually, DIM helps to reduce estrogen in both men and women. And yes, men produce a little bit of estrogen. It usually gets produced through what's called aromatization of testosterone. And some men who have gynecomastia or man boobs, as they're sometimes referred to, they are making too much estrogen. This has sort of a feminizing effect on men, particularly if they're overweight or if they consume too much alcohol. That causes them to have more estrogen than testosterone, reduces the sex drive, accumulates body fat. But also what happens when men produce estrogen is it raises something called SHBG, sex hormone binding globulin. And sex hormone binding globulin is precisely what it sounds like. It is a globulin or protein in the blood that binds sex hormones. And when you bind sex hormones, you tie them up. It's kind of like your balance in your checking account. If the funds haven't cleared, it's just not, you know, you look at your checking account and say, well, I got $10,000 in it. So, sorry, you can only withdraw $5,000 because that check you just deposited hasn't cleared yet. So the free and available testosterone is different than your total testosterone. Sex hormone binding globulin, when it's high, will bind a lot of your testosterone, and you can lower your sex hormone binding globulin by taking DIM, which thereby makes your free and available testosterone more able to do its job to sustain muscle mass and growth and mood and wound repair and libido, right? So that's what you actually want to have happen. And so DIM isn't going to diminish your sex drive or your male mojo. It's actually going to help. So let me share some insights about how to address fatigue with one of my favorite products. I've been talking about this product for over 20 years. Many of you listeners have been following me for that long, and you know that I'm a big fan of NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT Factor repairs damaged cells. It works on the mitochondria to enhance energy. And clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even has an overall anti-aging effect. I've been talking about ProPax with NT Factor for a long time. It's a one-stop shop for all your vitamin and mineral needs. But a while ago, I suggested to Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may want to keep their favorite multiple and or fish oil and just harness the power of NT Factor alone. So they developed a new product at my recommendation. It's called Healthy Aging, the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And now, for a limited time, when you buy one bottle of Healthy Aging, you get another one free. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. I've been taking advantage of the restorative power of NT Factor for years, and I prescribe it to my patients, and you can get NT Factor in Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Take advantage of the buy one, get one free offer by using the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. So this also is a time of year when people are on vacation and you can catch up on sleep. And that's something I've been doing with a vengeance this vacation week. I'm sleeping like a rock. A lot of exercise and good food and fresh air doesn't hurt. And sleep is ultra important, as is illustrated by a new study from Uppsala University in Sweden. I love that name, Uppsala. That's a big city in Sweden, university town. One night of sleep loss, just one night, has a tissue-specific impact on gene expression and metabolism, according to researchers. And this relates to how stress and shift work impairs our metabolism and may cause us to get fat. And here's what they found. Our genes determine our metabolism to some extent, but we can modify our genes through what are called epigenetic changes. So The researchers say, and I quote, "Our research group was the first to demonstrate that acute sleep loss in and of itself results in epigenetic changes to DNA and affects our circadian rhythms and our so-called clock genes." There are clock genes that can be affected by the amount and quality of our sleep. And what they found is that there, in individuals who had just one bout of sleep deprivation that kept them up all night, there were already molecular changes with increased inflammation across their tissues in response to sleep loss. Also, they found that the adipose tissue, that's the fat tissue in the body, is attempting to increase its capacity to store fat following sleep loss. Conversely, skeletal muscles are experiencing breakdown during sleep deprivation in what's also known as catabolism.
The Kyle Green line of green blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. All GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for an easy, delicious, and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Go green with Kyle Green. Available at fine natural health retailers everywhere and online.